Okay, we're picking up the Gemara Laman Aleph from Beis, where the last words of Amar of Nachman. Just to remind ourselves, we were discussing the Gemara had discussed a katan taking the Erev. The Gemara says, how could you trust the katan whatsoever? So the Gemara says, you're right, where we saw the katan, give it to the Shaliach. So the Gemara asks, but wait a second, how can we assume the Shaliach is going to do what you told him to do? The Gemara said that there's a chazaka that a Shaliach owes a Shlichuso, that there's a legal presumption. A chazaka means I have the right to assume that if I give a shaliach, if I appoint a messenger to do something for me, that he is going to do what I told him to do for me, and I can assume that it had been done. So now, the Gemara on that subject goes on to this this idea about this chazaka, this legal understanding, this halachic presumption that if I give a agent, a shaliach, my messenger, to do something for me, that it can be considered done. Amar Rav Nachman, b'shel Torah ein chazaka shaliach osa shlichuso. If the din is a din da'oraisa, it's a din min ha-Torah, then I don't have the right to assume that this legal assumption that a person who is my shaliach, a person, my messenger, is going to do what I perform for me. So if that's the case, then I have to be choshesh, maybe he didn't do it until I confirmed with him that he had done it. Michel Sofram, however, if it is turning on its next number now, if it's a din derabanan, then chazak ashtayach osesh l'chusa, then I can have the legal assumption that he had done what he had told him, I told him to do. And therefore, with regards to Erev Tchumen, as we mentioned, then it's only a Dinder Rabbanan, we have the right to assume that it would be Chazaka of Shliach Osesh Tichuso. However, Rav Sheshes argues, Rav Sheshes Amar, Echad Zev, Echad Zev, Chazaka of Shliach Osesh Tichuso. Regarding both of these halachas, whether it's Daraisa, whether it's Darabbanan, says Rav Sheshes, doesn't matter, that we can assume this Chazaka is a very strong Chazaka. Now, obviously, chazakas, there's many different levels of chazakas. There's many different things that we know that are chazakas. Chazakas are din min ha-Torah. However, it could be that certain chazakas, we don't rely, they're not so strong. These halachic assumptions aren't so strong. For example, chazaka de rabba. Chazaka de rabba tells you that we can assume a 13-year-old has beis saros. Because if he doesn't show signs of maturity, he's not going to be considered a gadol yet. So we only apply chazaka derabba for dinim derabbanan, we don't apply for dinim deraisa. So Jesus similarly wants to say over here that we wouldn't apply this halacha for dinim deraisa, only for dinim derabbanan. Sorry, that's Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshes argues. So the Gemara now says, Rav Sheshes wants to bring, I think he's going to bring three proofs. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshes, minal minala, how can I bring a proof to show you that I'm right, that we hold that shaliach osesh lichuso works in a din deraisa? This time we learn in the Mishnah about the halachas of ketiras ha-omer. Now the halachas of ketiras ha-omer is that the omer was the mincha that was brought of barley. It was brought the day after the first day of Pesach. Meaning the second day of Pesach was brought, and no chadash, the din, there no people were allowed to eat any new grain from that year before that point. They would have to wait till that, till the chadash that was brought, and only then would they be allowed to have the grain. So that'd be the halacha only after the new crop was done, because they have part of any of the five mini dagan. So the Gemara says, "Mishikarava Omer Hutar Chadash Miyad." That after the Omer, that they brought the Korban Omer, then you're allowed to have the new grain. That'd be permitted right away. Those who are far Mishlam, they didn't know when exactly the Kohen brought the Omer, the Minchas Omer. So the Gemara says that they were allowed to bring it from Chatzos Hayom and onward. So the Gemara says, what do we see? V'ha chadash deresu. The iser of eating chadash, of having the new grain, is an iser mid da'oraisa. It's not the Rabbanan's iser mid da'oraisa. That's all shaila. In Chutz Aret, the Pashtas, according to most Rishon, in the Rambam, the Rush, and the Rif, they all hold it to da'oraisa as well. How in the world do we get around that? That's a big shaila. There's a Ramah, there's a Rabbi Kivager, that discuss the reason the Ashkenazim are mekel nowadays, but it's a very big shaila. What exactly, why would we make on Chadash even with Chutzarish? But either way, we see the Chadash for sure is Isra Raisa in Eretz Yisrael. So we see the Chadash is a Raisa, Vektani Arachokim, Udharma Chatzim, Va'ilech. We see that those who are far had no idea when the guy brought the Korban Omer. We can assume that it was brought by Chatzos. The Gemara says, why is that? So says Rosh Hashanah, isn't it because of Lav Mishim Chazaka Shayach Chazar Shechusa? The reason is we see that this Chazaka Shayach Chazar Shechusa is so strong that the Kohen bringing the Korban Omer was definitely brought by Chatzos. So the Gemara says, Rav Nachman's going to argue, Rav Nachman's going to respond, he's going to say, Rav Nachman, what are you going to say? Hasav get the Ketani time, there the Mishnah says the reason. Why? Because of Vishyodin Shein Beis Mitzatzavo. Everyone knows that Beisin, or he's never going to, Mitzatzavo is to just like, to push it off. They're not going to procrastinate and make it, do it at a later time, so we know that they're going to do it correctly. So we see that Rav Nachman relies on Chazakas for Dereisa, meaning he agrees with the Chazaka of the Beisin doing it, but the Chazaka of Shliach Chazar Shlichusa we can't assume. One individual is not going to necessarily do it, but Beis Din, we definitely can assume, would do it on time. The Gemara says that Ikad Amrei, there was another way that this was presented, as Rav Nachman actually wanted to originally bring this as his proof. The Gemara says now, Amar Rav Nachman, how do I know I'm right that we don't say Shliach Chosah Shlichosah the Tanya Taima? Because the Mishnah tells us the reason with regards to the Omer, because they know that the Beisid would not procrastinate with this halacha. However, says Rav Nachman, what's the deal? Because only Beis Din do misatzibo. Only Beis Din is going to be the ones who don't procrastinate. However, Shliach misatzibo. A Shliach would, in fact, not necessarily do what you told him to do right away, at least. So you can't assume that it had been done. And therefore, by Shlichas, you can't. So what is Rav Sheshes going to, how is Rav Sheshes going to respond? Reject of Nachman's proof. He's going to say, Rav Sheshes am halacha, Beis Din al pagod yom, Shliach bekula yomay. That you're right. There is a difference between Beis Din. There is a deal that the Mishnah is telling you that specifically something about Beis Din seems to be more chashuv. It's the fact that Beis Din Kusuma is done even by Chatzos, even by halfway through the day. For sure they had done it by then. As opposed to a Shaliach, you couldn't assume that it was done by Chatzos. You could assume it was done by the end of the day, but not necessarily by Chatzos. Maybe he'll take more of his time. And however, Beis Din is more zari, is more careful, they'll definitely do it before Chatzos. Now Rav Sheshes wants to bring another proof. Says Rav Sheshes, Amar Rav Sheshes, Minah Min Allah. I don't know that I'm right, that we can use chazaka of shliach oseh shlichusa works on the level of midaraisa. So descended with honor and braisa, ha'isha shiyesh alayah leida oziva. If a woman has to bring the korbanos, we know that a woman who's tumas leida, tumas ziva, she has to bring a chatas and a ola. So she has to bring those two, two things, and if she's poor, she can bring shtei sorim. So the braisa is talking about a poor one is bringing these shtei sorim, or shtei b'nei on, I think she can bring either one of the two, but we're over there talking about the shtei sorim, that she can bring the two doves. So then, mevia maus, when it says about shofar, she could bring the money and she could put it in the they used to have a box that was shaped like a shofar, in the fact that it was narrow at the top and wide at the bottom to make sure, I think, that no one could steal from it. You can't stick your hands in easily and take anything. If I'm not mistaken, that was the reason why they have this shofar in the shape of a shofar. So she put it in there. And so later Ziva Mevia Mos when it says about shofar, Vitovel Svachos Bekachim La'erev, and she can go to the mikvah that night and assume that the korban would have been brought by the kohanim with the money that she had given them, and she could assume that she no longer is tameh anymore. Now, why is she going to the mikvah again? Was she going to the Beis Hamikdash? Didn't she go to the mikvah that morning, ready to go to the Beis Hamikdash? The answer is yes. She already done midaraisa, so she does not have to go to the mikvah again. However, midarabanan, they wanted to say someone to the level of now being able to eat kodesh, a woman has to be machmir to go again to the mikvah. That's a din derabanan about going to the mikvah. Either way, though, we see she can rely on it, and there's an iser karis, though, if they didn't bring her korbanos yet. So the Gemara says, "My time, Alav Yishun Damina Chazaka Shliach Losei Shlichusa L'Chora." The only reason for this can be explained by the fact that it's Shliach Losei Shlichusa. So the Gemara says, rejecting this proof as well. The Gemara says, "Rav Nachman's going to respond. Rav Nachman's going to respond and say, no, awesome, Kidder of Shammai. As we see, Rav Shammai, Damar Rav Shammai, Chazaka Ain Based in Shakohanim Omdim Misham." That the assumption was that the Kohanim, the basic Kohanim, would supervise that, make sure that those, all the money that was brought, they would bring the Karbanos, the proper Karbanos they to bring before the nighttime came, until all the money was done in the shofar, and they spent all the money, made sure they brought all the Karbanos, and therefore we can rely on the fact that this Beistin was the one who was doing it, but not an individual. So we don't have any proofs about individuals. Gemara wants to bring another proof. Rav Sheshes, Amar Rav Sheshes Minam Minala, how do I bring another proof that Chazaka Shlecha 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 works even with the Raisa? To sign another Raisa, Ha'omer L'chaver, someone who says to a friend, Say L'Kate L'cha, Te'ina, Te'inim, Te'ina, Sai, Ochamen Arai. So he says, go gather yourself some figs from my fig tree. So he's allowed to eat from them in a casual manner, but not as a main meal, because we have a din that before the grain is fully processed, before you do the concept of what's called Miruach. Miruach is when you smooth out the pile. That's considered a gemar malacha, and therefore b'chayv meiser. Before that point, a person is allowed to have a chilas arai. Chilas arai is like a non-permanent thing. So let's say eating as a meal or something like that would then be b'chayv you and meiser. So the gemara says that you're allowed to have the marai. Mas and vaday, however, if you eat them as a meal, you have to take off meiser, because you could assume that they wouldn't take off the meiser yet. Milo klal. However, if the lashon was the guy said to him, Malelecha kalkala shel zeitin mesenai, fill for yourself a basket of figs with my fig tree, and he knows the figs he's giving him, Ochem anara is allowed for him in a casual manner, not as part of the meal. However, meiser and demai, if he decides to eat them as a meal, you only have to take off demai. You don't have to necessarily take off Truma and Meiser Vade, because you could assume maybe he took off the Truma and Meiser. And what's the reason you take off Demai? Because we're assuming that you don't know. And if you don't know the person's level, so we assume the Truma Gedolah took off, however, Meiser Rishon, Meiser doesn't take off. So Meiser Rishon you could take off, keep it yourself. Truma Meiser you have to take off, make sure you give to the Kohen. And then Meiser Shein you can also give and keep it to yourself. So the Gemara says, so then, Ogham and Arai, Meiser and Demai. But so Gemara says, when do we say this? Ba'amaretz. When the person who was telling you to do this was a Amaretz. Was the Amaretz because you can't trust him for Trumas Amaretz, so that's why you have to take off the money. As we know, that when you buy Paris Amaretz, you have to make sure that you take off the money. We assume Truma Gedola was taken, but Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sinner, as we just explained, is not taken off. So the Gemara says, Aval, the Chaver, Ochel, Ve'ino, Tzarech, La'asir, Divrei Rebbe. However, if it's a Chaver, you can assume that he took off the Trumas Amaretz, and you don't have to worry about it. So Mar says, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel argues, he says, Marad, Ramarin, Be'ama Arts, that's only with regards to an Ama Arts, of Bechaber, Eno, Chalat, Shiyasa. And the Chaber, you definitely have to take off Chumas and Maisos. So why the fish low, Netshu, Bechaberim, Litram, Shalom, Mina Mukaf? Because there's an Isser. There's actually Machokas, whether this is an Isser Dereis or Isser Rabbanan, to take off Truma, not from a place that they all have to be next to each other. All the produce that you have has to be next to each other. We saw that Xerah Darbanim, because maybe you'll come to do it where you didn't actually have the produce near where you were, and then you've not taken off any produce, in which case you're eating Tevel, which is Nisr Raisa, that was the Pshat. If you assume it's Darbanim, I think Tosos assume it's Daraisa. But either way, we're going to go with the Pshat that's Darbanim. And the Gemara says, Amar Abba Rebbe, Nirin Devarim and Abba. My answer makes more sense. Which one is worse? The fact that they are doing, separating Trumas and Maestros, that in an area which didn't have all the dates together, and one date was here, and one date was a mile away, and they took off one from the other, or violating the Isra of potential Isra Dereisa of Lifnei Iver. So clearly it sounds like it's worse to do the violation of Lifnei Iver, of telling him to eat non-kosher food and giving him the non-kosher food. So the Gemara now says, Adka Lepagir Rosh Hashis is now bringing a proof from this price. So he's going to say, they only argue Rebbe and Rosh Hashim Gamliel is Ela Demar Savar Neshadu, that Rebbe holds that they were understood, that maybe they made a mistake of taking it off of somewhere else. Vila Marsav Alona Shadu, and Rosh Hashim Gamliel says that they don't take it off from somewhere else. Aval Kuli Alma, but everyone's going to agree though that Chazaka Shliach Hosesh Shichusa, everyone's going to agree that we can assume that he took off the Trumas HaMaestros. So then we could assume that normally he would take off the Trumas HaMaestros. However, we were just assuming what exactly was worse, but everyone agreed. Had you know that taking off the Trumas HaMaestros was not worse, and everyone would agree that you could assume that he'd taken off the Trumas HaMaestros. We see over here that Chazaka works, and Chazaka Shliach Hosesh Shichusa. So Gemara again is going to prove Rav Nachman disagrees and show that this isn't a proof. Rav Nachman is going to answer, Hasam Kidir Rabbi Chanina Chozai. There, with regards to the Chavar over there, we can explain it based on Rav Chanina Chozai. What did Rav Chanina Chozai in fact say? That Rav Chanina Chozai, Chazaka al Chavar, She'enem Motzi Devar, She'enem Asukan Vitachas Yad. We can assume regarding a Chavar that he does not take anything that is not taken off Trumas HaMaestros from his possession, because again, at that point, he does not want to make a mistake. So we can assume over here that we didn't violate the Isra of Lifnei Iver. The Bryce is teaching us that someone can assume a Chavar will not violate a din of the Torah. It won't teach us anything as the Chavar would do in regards to doing it in what point. So we see over here that we can't necessarily assume what would be done. So how do we paskin? That's a big shaila. We have Machlokes Rav Sheshet Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman rejected all of Rav Sheshet's Raya, so we don't have a fair Shiraya one way or the other. So it's actually Machlokes. And Tosos is Machlokes had a paskin. Rav Sheshet Rishon Miparlaria, wherever that was, he paskin like Rav Sheshet, Rav Tamar had a paskin like Rav Nachman. And it's interesting. In Shulchan Aruch, there are steers also. It's not clear with even in the Shulchan Aruch, the paskin do. Can we assume on a level of de'oraisa a chazaka shliach osesh lichuso? There are major nafkaminas. Don't think that this is something that doesn't exist. You do this every year, probably when you sell the chametz with your rabbi, right? So the pashas, you are going to be violating the iser de'oraisa of by your rabbi matzah of your chametz in your possession if you don't assume that the rabbi had done it for you. So what legal right do you have to assume that the rabbi had done it for you if you don't assume for machmir for chazakas oser sechusa? So this actually is a shayla in the poskim to deal with this question, because really if we want to be machmir this, which we should, how many people go back and ask the rabbi, hey, did you sell the chametz for me? We just assume that he did. So why is that? So Rav Willig always said this, and actually Rav Sternbach says the same part, that Rav Willig says that that's the reason for the minog that we pay the rabbi. People always give a check to the rabbi to sell the chametz for you. Where did this minhag come from? Well, he thinks it's to be machmir for this very shita, that we want to be machmir to assume that maybe we don't assume chazaka of shliach osa shlichus on a level of daraisa, like we say Rav Sheshet wanted to say. However, so then why can we assume that the rabbi is doing it? Because we hire him. By a poel, everyone agrees that we can assume that he's done it for him. Because where you're hired to do it, then it's even higher level, and everyone agrees that the shlichus is done. It's not longer shlichus, it's a poel, it's a guy working for you, then he for sure doesn't do it. So if you give the rabbi money, then he's now a poel for you, and you should make sure to do that. So I thought that was very geschmack to answer that one. However, there are other examples that's coming up also. When it comes to mishloach manos, if we assume mishloach manos is divrei kabbalah many oftentimes is going to be like the level of daraisa, so in terms of chumrah, so why can I assume if I give a shliach the Mishloach Manos to give to Reuven to go down the block and bring it to him, can I assume that he in fact brought it? That's brought down to the Achiezer and the Poskim are Mekel for different reasons, but they do have this question. The third question I was thinking of, I didn't see the Poskim discuss this, but I was thinking Lechora, this Lechora should be a very big question also, is that let's say your parents send you to do Tfilas Kelim. I used to in high school, I used to go all the time. My mom would send me to go Tovo random dishes. So if that dish is metal, we as machlok as Rishona really, whether it's deraisa or derabanan, but we're definitely choshes to assume that it's deraisa. So if we assume that it maybe it's deraisa, then what right do they have to assume that you've done it? I guess Lechora they would ask you, or they clearly see that it's wet, in which case then it wouldn't be a shaila necessarily. But if they don't see it's wet and they just see it in the same situation that it was in before, Lechora they would have to ask you, did you bring it to the mikvah? Okay, that's a very interesting upcoming. There are others, but those are three things that popped into my head when it came to how we paskin. As again, it is vague in terms of sak in Tosas Machlokas and in the Shulchan Aruch. It's not exactly abundantly clear how we paskin. So Lechora we try to be machmer when we can for assuming that chazaka is not necessarily going to work. Midinim deraisa. Okay, continue with the Gemara now. Amar Mar. We said in the Braisa that Ben of Ramurim, we're analyzing the Braisa, which said Ba'am Aretz that the figs were some Ba'am Aretz, someone who can't, and Ba'am Aretz is someone who is ignorant, who we don't necessarily assume would take off Shumas and Meisers. However, Bechavra Ol Chavein Atzarech Laser Devi Rebbe. But when it comes to a chaver, someone who's trustworthy, we can't assume that the produce was taken off the Shumas and Meisers, and you can assume that it's good. So the Gemara now says, Gemara asks, Hi, Ba'am Aretz, the Ka'amrle Leman. The person who is an Ama Aretz, so who did he tell to take this basket full of figs? Ilema de Kamar La Amaretz Chavre, if we can assume that he told his friend, who also is an Ama Aretz, so the Gemara says, Ma'asar and Demai, Mitzayis, that if he would, who are we talking to? You're telling that he should tell his Ama Aretz is someone who's like a Chiloni, he's not religious at all. So what, he's not going to listen to you if you tell him you have to take off Chumas or Maestro, take off Demai. So what's going on over here? It can't be that that's what the Maestro is talking about. Rather, says the Gemara, Elba Ama Aretz de Kamar Le Chavre. So it must be that the Ama Aretz, told the chaver to take the basket full of figs. The chaver is trying to figure out halacha lemaisa what to do. So we'll tell him think of tamay. Imer sefer the gemara says, but wait a second. What about the sefer which says nirin dvar medivrei abba? When Rebbe was talking about as opposed to Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, so you're saying my words make more sense as opposed to the words of my father. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel was his father. Muda sheyech should do chaverim lichom because it's better to assume that chaverim could be would do shalom and amukav. Should yitro shalom and amukav v'lo yachlo lamaaretz tevalin. So the gemara says that it's better to assume that they would take off Shumah Meisr not from a place nearby, and take off Shumah Meisr and violate that thing, as opposed to assume that they would give Mamish Lifni Iber to Am Haaretz. And where it says, but wait a second, it's Amaretz Baibayasim, but why are we talking about Am Haaretz in the second part of the Braisa? We just proved in the first part of the Braisa that we're talking about where the gift was given to a Chaver. Why all of a sudden is the Seifa talking about the case where the gift was given to an Am Haaretz? So the Gemara wants to answer. Amar Ravina answers, Reisha ba Amaretz to Amar Lechaver. The first case is talking about a Braisa where the Am Haaretz, someone who's ignorant, says to a Chaver to take the basket of figs. And Seifa is Bechaver Shamar La Amaretz. The second case is talking about a Chaver told an Am Haaretz to take the basket of all figs. Bechaver Achar Shamar, and another Chaver happened to hear him. That Chaver, the second guy, wants to know what to do. Rebbe says, Osu Chaver, O Chavein Atzarech Laser. Again, so let's assume we have Reuven is a Chaver, Shimon is a Ma'aretz, and Levi is another chaver. So Levi sees that Reuven told Shimon, again, Shimon is the chaver, is the Amaretz. Reuven told Shimon, take for yourself a basket full of figs. So the Gemara now says that now Levi wants to know what to do. Levi is the chaver. So the Gemara says, we can assume Devada Yisur Maser will chaver come alive. We can assume that certainly the first chaver had taken off Shumos of Isers, as opposed to Rav Shimon says, no, maybe not. Loyal Chalachi Yasser, that you can't assume, Levi has no right to assume that Reuven, who even though he's a chaver, took off Shumas Meiser. Why not? Because we can assume that maybe he's violating a din if he did that, because he took off Shumas Meiser from a different place, and taking off from a different place is a problem of Lomana Mukaf, of a place that's not nearby. Rebbe told him, it's better to assume that chaverim would be suspected of separating Shumas Meiser, Shalomana Mukaf, not from a place that's close by, rather the plow. They can better assume that than to say that they feed them mamash and isur deraisa of treif, and that is what the machlokas is about. The Gemara says, so then, what etzem is the yisur machlokas over here? The Gemara says, Rebbe Savar, Rebbe holds, nichalei lechaver de la'avid hu asura klila, that he should do a small avera, the chaver should do a small avera by doing the concept of shalom namuk, of taking off truma meisar from a place not nearby, as opposed to la'avid amar, as yisur rab, as opposed to isur deraisa of tevel, that the amarites would be doing in this situation. It seems to be the first from Ms. Gemara that is there klila? The floor is referring to, we're talking about, it's a minor avera. How can you assume an isra deraisa is a minor avera? It sounds like against the Tosos, that Tosos we quoted earlier, that Tosos hold that shalom and mukov is a din deraisa. How could that be? The floor of the Gemara says beferish over here, not that way. Reb Shimon Gamliel would say, "Sarah nichale lechaver de laavid amar tzitzur rabba v'yuafcha isur klila le laavid." Then he says, "No, even with that, let the chaver is going to assume, let the amaretz do even a major isur deraisa, and I'm not going to even do a small isur." Dirabanan. Why is that? Lachora, because the person himself is at fault. So since he's at fault, I don't have to worry about him so much, even though lachora we try to stop a person from doing a vera, but if it's his own fault, maybe it's not necessarily an issue. That's as far as Rav Shimon Gamliel. Now, okay, the Gemara is going to continue. Next Mishnah. Talk about if you put your Erev again has to be roi la'achila at the onset of Shabbos. So now the Mishnah is going to discuss the case. The Gemara is going to discuss this. If you put the Erev above a tree, the above 10 tvachim, your Erev is not valid, and therefore you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos for your tchum. So the Gemara says, however, if you put it below 10 tvachim, the Erev is valid. Again, the Gemara is going to discuss why is it possible, why is it valid, what's the difference between the two cases. If you put in a pit, even 100 amos deep, the Erev is going to be valid because it's accessible on the onset of Shabbos that we had mentioned. We're now analyzing the Mishnah. It says the Gemara. Yosef Reb Chiye Barabba Rebbe Asi Rebbe Nasan Yosef Reb Nachman Gabaya Yosef Kaamra, and they said the following. Hi Ilan Dekai Hafa. Where exactly in the Mishnah is this tree? If you want to assume that the tree is in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, so then there's no malacha wherever I'm transferring it. Mali lamalamalamata, Rosh Hashanah Yachid, Olah Arkiya, it doesn't matter. If it's in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, Rosh Hashanah Yachid, unlike Rosh Hashanah Rabban, which is the difference between 10 Tvachim and not 10 Tvachim, below 10 Tvachim for Rosh Hashanah Rabban is considered Rosh Hashanah Rabban, above 10 Tvachim is really considered Makom Tur, on the level of the Raisa for Rosh Hashanah Rabban, we don't have that by Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Rosh Hashanah Yachid is Olah Arkiya, it goes all the way up. So there's no difference at the end of the halacha lemaisa where exactly the Erev is if it's in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So the Gemara says, therefore you have to assume the El of the Kai Rosh Hashanah, you have to assume that the tree is in fact in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. The Miskavin Lishbos Heicha. So the Gemara is saying, where did the owner exactly assume that he was intending to establish his place, Makom Shvisa's Makom Dira on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, Ilam in Miskavin Lishbos, if we assume that he intended to establish Lamala above the tree where he placed the Erev, then he and the Erev is in the same place because it's in the Makom Tur, you're allowed to carry there. And there was no problem, it's considered accessible and on Seder Shabbos. However, if you assume the Mishnah is referring to establish his Shabbos residence below, then, so Erev Makom Echad, it shouldn't be a problem. So the Gemara is now answering, the Gemara says, it must be El and Niskav and Lishbos Bulamata. We're assuming that the Mishnah is referring to someone who's intending to establish his Makom Tur on Shabbos below. In which case, we're assuming that since the owner, we're assuming now he's in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and their heir was in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, we're assuming that the owner would not be allowed to take it because he'd violate Issa Dereisa from carrying from one place to the other, therefore it's not considered as if it's in the same place when Shabbos had started. And also have to make the Ukimta that we're assuming that the tree is also 4 Tvachim wide at the height of 10 Tvachim, which would make it a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and therefore even if it's a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, then above, there'd be a difference between above and below 10. So we're assuming now it's below 10 and that'd be a major issue. So then Mara now says, wait a second. Whether it's above 10 or below 10 shouldn't even matter. It should be usher either way you're putting this, because how did you put on a tree? We learned in Masechta Shabbos a few times over that it's an isser derabanan to touch a tree and to be on a tree on Shabbos. Why? Because gzira, shema do the malacha of kotzer of cutting on Shabbos. You'll take a cut off a branch, you cut off a orange, whatever you're going to cut off. So therefore they assume that trees are muktzah. So how in the world is a man allowed to put it there? Isn't there an isser derabanan? So the Gemara answers, "Lo olam the kai b'rishis rabim." Really, we're talking about the tree is in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, as we mentioned before. V'niskaven lishbos lamata, and the person wanted to establish his makom dir on Shabbos in the ground below. V'rebi damar kadavar shemishim shvus lo gazra l'minish mashos. That really, yes, there's an isser derabanan putting it on the tree. However, why is there a problem putting it on the tree? Because an isser derabanan, according to Rebbe, is a shvus, and a shvus is an isser derabanan, does not apply in the din of bin hashmashos because the safek derabanan tells you you can make it. So then, therefore, during the time of bin hashmashos, you're not sure Shabbos yet, so an isser derabanan you don't have to be machmir for. So therefore, we're assuming once Shabbos had begun, we're assuming since it had begun at that point, then it is valid because you have not violated any isser. A deraisa and an isur derabanan, a suffix isur derabanan is going to be mutter bein hashmashos during the twilight period. So now the Gemara mentions Amar lo Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said that Yishar says that he learned the braisa very well, learned the Mishnah well. Lechen Amar Shmuel also said Yishar. So he said Shukayach, good job, you learned the sugi well. Amar lei, so the Rabbanan said back to Rav Nachman, Pasir like Uleai, did you really analyze the Mishnah so thoroughly? Meaning, why were we so amazed? They were amazed Rav Nachman had examined the Mishnah so thoroughly. The Gemara says, Inunami afi kapatrilei. So then, I was wondering why were they, well, they learn it so well themselves. So this is what they meant to say to him. Kavilsalei b'gemara, they establish it from a gemara, meaning gemara doesn't mean like the way we learn gemara. The gemara means what we have Talmud Bavli. The gemara just means the teaching. So you learn it from the teaching of Masorah. Amiloin said, yeah, we learned it out from a teaching. So the gemara now says, itmar nami is also stated. Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel, hacha b'ilan omed versus Rav Maskina. The mission is dealing with a case where the tree is standing versus a rabbim. And the owner assumed that the Erev was going to be on the ground below where he is, meaning below Asaratvachim. That we assume that anything is a Shvuz and also Isra Rabbanim. So over here, you have Isra Rabbanim potentially putting something on the tree is not going to be Asar, therefore you haven't violated any issue. Now the Gemara quotes Rava, qualifies the ruling of the Mishnah. Rava says, Amar Rava lo shanu, that this din of the Mishnah, the Erev above Tanzvachim, is only invalid if Ela Be'ilan Omed Chutz Le'ibura Shel Ir, where the tree is standing beyond the city limits. The city limits we know go to the very last house of the city, and beyond that is 70 and 2/3 amos, so we're assuming over there. So the Gemara says, "Aval ilan omid b'soch yibur shel ir." If the tree is within the borders of the city, then we can assume halachically for the purposes of eruv, afilu masara areiz the eruv. Even if it's above 10 tefachim, it's going to be a valid eruv. Why? Because the master command demalia dami. So Gemara says, because we can assume that way, because the eruv tchumin, we're assuming, is all considered one city, as if it was filled with dirt that they had walls, and therefore it's considered one single yirshus yachid that is higher than tefachim, which are therefore make yirshus yachid and not have an issue from one place to the other, and therefore this is a big kula that would be in regard to Erev. This is just doesn't allow you, though, to remove the Erev from the tree. This is just telling you that halakhically your Erev is viewed as valid when Shabbos kicks in. So the Gemara now says, a bigger kula now. Gemara says, so why don't we say this kula even if you're going beyond the city limits and 72 dramas beyond the last house? Why would I say that way? Because Kevan Dama Rabban doesn't Erev Yeshla Arba Amas, because someone who puts an Erev gets 4 amas surrounding the Erev, which is like a Rishisa Yachid, besides for the extra 2,000 amos that he had. So the Gemara says, so why can't we assume that way? The Gemara answers, because Rosh Yachid goes until Shemayim, so even if he put his Erev above Tan Tfachim, he still assumes he'd be in the same area, since the Erev is in the same area as he would. So the Gemara says, you're right. So therefore, Amar Yitzchak, greater Amar Sharshia, Hacha Be'ilan Nota Chutz Arba Amos Eskina. We must be dealing with the case where the tree, the branches extend beyond the 4 amos from its trunk. And therefore, we're assuming that the person intended to establish his makom dir on Shabbos in the base of the tree. And so we're assuming that since the Erev is way beyond the 4 amos of the tree's base, therefore he has to bring the Erev into the 4 amos. And we're assuming that, but you can't do that because taking the Erev from the tree would involve potentially a transfer of Rosh Yachid to Rosh Rabim. So therefore, that would be Usr in the case of the Mishnah. However, we're assuming that when the case of the Erev in the tree beyond the 3 and the 10th Tfachim from the ground, it can be removed from the tree, and therefore it would be allowed to be taken through the Rosh Rabim to any point of Shabbos without violating any din of Shabbos, therefore be mutter in the case of the Mishnah. Okay, Mr. Shem will pick up for the Maila Mala, Maila Mata, Mr. Shem tomorrow.